Today's daf is Erevin daf Samach Zayin, and we are on Samach Vav Mabez. Let's go back to the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. So the machlokas we're talking here, if you remember, about Bittul Rishus. We have the concept of Erev, we have the concept of Schiris Rishus from an Anju, and we also have Bittul Rishus. Just to remove myself on Shabbos, that's when Bittul Rishus can work. So the question here is that we were talking about, discussion of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, what about Bittul Rishus mechatzer lechatzer? Not only can one person remove themselves from their own chatzer, can they remove themselves from the neighboring chatzer if the two chatzeros want to come together? So let's start again from there, from Amar Abaya, about 15 lines up from the bottom. Amar Abaya, Hada Amar Shmuel, Ein Bittul Rishus bechatzer lechatzer. That's what Shmuel said, that Bittul Rishus does not work from one chatzer to another chatzer. As we mentioned yesterday, based on Rashi and expanded by the Ritva, that this, why would you say Bittul Rishus would not work? Because Bittul Rishus is somewhat tenuous, what it's doing. There's no kinyan being done there, the person is still living there. They're kind of just removing their abilities to be part of this chatzer. So how does that work? So we're makel to allow it in situations where there is difficulty and there is a choser hishtamshus. But if you have your own chatzer, and the question is, could you go to the other chatzer? Shmuel says the Rabbanan didn't allow it there. So that which Shmuel said, Bittul Rishus does not work bechatzer lechatzer. Lo amran ela b'shtei chatzeros u'pesach echad b'nehem. That is only by two chatzeros, 2 yards. You have a doorway in between, and they also have their own doorway going out to the Rishus Arabim. Aval shtei chatzeros zu lefnimizu. But if you have 1 yard within another yard, and the only way that the inner one can get to the outer, to the street, is through the outer one, there is drisas regel, so it's going to aser if you don't do anything, if you don't allow bittul. So bitoksha osrin mevatlin. So since you have the power of asering, since it's going to aser, the inner is going to aser on the outer one if you don't do anything, so then you have the concept, you have the allowance of bittul. Good. For Rava Amar, and Rava says no, afilu shtei chatzer zulu fremizu. Even in cases which are difficult, right? You have one inside another one, it's not always that you have the heter. Pa'amim shemevatlin, upa'amim she'en mevatlin. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. Kate said, so how is this? So, says the Rava, there are 4 cases. There are 4 permutations that one can have, and that is as follows. Nasnu, just to mention them. One could put, when the inner and the outer chatzer come together to make their Erev, so you can put the Erev in either the outer yard or the inner yard, and who forgot to take part in the Erev? Somebody from the inner or somebody from the outer. Those are the 4 cases that we're about to discuss. So, Nasnu Eruvan Bechitzona, if they put their Erev, first we're going to make the statements, and then we're going to explain them. So, number one, Nasei Ruven Bechitzona, Vishachach Echad Min HaPnimis. If you put the Erev in the outer yard, and one of the inner members forgot to take part, could they be Mevatel Rishus? As we'll see, no. Ubein Min HaChitzona, or even if one of the outer ones forgot to take part, Velo Erev Shtein Asuros. If the Erev was put in the outer yard, then no Bittul Rishus could work. Period. Nasei Ruven BePnimis. If the Erev was put in the inner yard, v'shachach echad min ha'pnimis v'lo irev, and one of the inner members forgot to take part. Again, shtein asiros, there's nothing to do, bittul won't work. That also is not going to be allowed. Only case number 4, shachach echad min ha'chitzona v'lo irev, and what if one of the, it was put in the inner one, and one of the outer one forgot to take part. Then, Pnimis Mutaris, the Pnimis is still Mutter, because as we'll see, they just close their door, and they're Mutter by themselves, V'chitzona Asura, and the outer one is still Asur. So, those are the 4 cases, now let's explain each case. First case, number 1, Nasu Eruv and V'chitzona, if the Eruv, remember, you have an inner yard and an outer yard, the only way to get to the street is through the outer yard. So the inner people have to walk through the outer one, that's what's called Drisas Regal, they have rites of passage through the yard, so normally that would create a problem. We're going to have a machlokas by the Shem, which we've alluded to in the past, Gemaras, but the issue of regel, everybody agrees to regel ha-oseres bimkoma. If the inner one is not allowed to carry within their own yard, then they for sure aser and forbid carrying through the yard in which they're allowed to travel. There is a machlokas tanoim. What if they're allowed to carry within their own yard? What's called regel hamuteres bimkoma. Do we say that they aser on the yard that they have the right of passage through? So that's going to be a machlokas. But that's going to relate to what we're talking about right now. So if you put the Erev, if they put the Erev in the outer yard, v'shachach echad min echad, beimen apedimus beinam achitzodav alo Erev, and anybody forgot, shtein asuros. So let's talk about each case. Case number one is where one of the inner ones forgot. Hai bar panimis. So what's the case? Lama niftal. Who should the inner one be mevatel to? He's going to go over either to the members of the inner yard or members of the outer yard. So who is he going to be mevatel to? Liftal lebnei panimis. Should he go and be mevatel his rishus to the inner members? Lesela aruvayu gabayu. The Erev sitting in the outer yard. So they're not really the bailim. They are considered, once they make the Erev, they're like guests of the outer yard, so they're not the Bailim. So being Mevatel Rishus to the inner people, so that's not going to work. It's not going to be effective. Liv Tol Lebnei Chitzona, and if the inner member goes to the outer yard, Ein Bitl Rishus, Michatzel L'Chatzer, as Shmuel said before, and therefore, you can't be Mevatel to members of a different yard, and therefore it's not going to work. That's case number one. Case number two. Again, if you put the Erev in the outer yard, but one of the outer people forgot. Hai bar chitzona l'ma niftal. Who should he be mevatel to? Liftal l'bnei chitzona. Should he be mevatel to his own b'nei chitzona? So you won't have a problem of bitul reshus mechatzer l'chatzer, because he's in that reshus. No, but still, ikapribis da'asra alayu. The inner one still has drisas regel. If you say, oh, the outer one's going to be okay, but the inner one that is stuck, and there's going to be regel ho'useres b'mkobet, it's going to asr. Their rite of passage is going to asr on the outer one. Live till the bnei panimis, and if you say also go over to the panimis and be mevatel and be the rishus bichatzel lechatzer, that also is not going to work. As we said, Shmuel, that's why case number one and two says Rava is not going to work. Case number three, nasnu eruva bepanimis. If they put the erev in the inner yard, v'shachach echad min hapanimis v'lo irev, and one of the inner ones forgot to take part, shtein asuros. So again, Bittul doesn't work. Why? So har bar primis l'ma niftal. Who should the inner member be mevatel to? Liftal l'bnei primis. Should he be mevatel to one of his fellow members? Ika chitzona de asra alayu. Once they made the eruv with the outer people, so the outer people also have the rights to come into the inner if they're making a joint eruv. And therefore, right, Rashi on the second to last line, she eruv margila lisocha. The eruv is margil and welcomes the outer one into the inner one. So that's kind of like a regel ha'oseres situation and condition. That's why it's going to be a problem. And for the inner one to be mevatel to the outer one, again, it's not going to work. Finally, the fourth case is the only one that's going to work here, says Rava. Shachach echad min achitzona v'lo irev. If you put the erev in the inner chatzer, and one of the outer chatzer members didn't take part, so vadai primus muteris. So the inner one has no problems. Why? The achta ladasha umishtamsha. As we've said earlier, just close the door, and they can use their inside. Meaning the outer one is not going to be able to come in, because they're lacking a person. And the inner one, just close the door, meaning halachically we will allow the inner one. We had this earlier, connected to the principle of kofet al midas stom. Meaning, the outer one is stuck in any case. But the inner one, could that one take part in their chatzer themselves? The answer is yes. You close the chatzer literally and figuratively. You don't let the outer one in. And in that way, the inner one is able to carry. The chitzona asura, and the chitzona, the outer one, is asur. So that's the only one that is going to work, where one will be able to carry in this case. Period. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huda Brei Rav Yeshua LaRava. Rav Huda Brei Yeshua asks on case number three. What's case number three? It was put in the inner one, and an inner one did not take part. V'chi shachach echem et apribis v'lo irev, amai shtein asuras. Why is that a problem? Liftal brar pnimis l'bnei pnimis. Why can't he be mevatel to his own members? V'teisei chitzona v'tishri badayu. We already said, I didn't say it was so controversial, but the Gemara is asking on it now. The outer one has a form of drisas regel, kind of, and it's margila. Who says? The inner one now is perfect. They made an Erev with the outer one. What's the problem? Tishri v'adayu, what's the problem? So the Gemara says, what, kiman? So Rava answered and says, "Kaman Rabbi Eliezer, your problem is because of the shita of Rabbi Eliezer." To Amar Einatzarach Lavata Rishus Lekol Echad VeEchad. We alluded to this one time earlier in this pesachta that when you do bitter Rishus, you do not have to be mevatel to every one of the members in the chatzer, and therefore your question is, well, if he was mevatel to the inner, so why doesn't that work for the outer too? So, but that's Rabbi Eliezer. Ki kamina, but this statement of Rava is the Rabbanan, is following the Rabbanan. That's the problem. And therefore, if he's not mevatel to the outer ones, so that is why it is not going to work in case number 3. So, we have this machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye again saying, Bittul Rishus always works if you're going to be stuck. They allowed it to work, and Rava says, no, it's not going to work in every case. Pa'amim she'mevatlin, upa'amim she'ein mevatlin. The Ritva just has one ha'ara, and that is, even if you want to say, within the Shita of the Rabbanan, even if you want to say that sometimes you don't have to be mevatel to everybody in the Rishus, like Rabbi Eliezer says, but here you might say you have to, because usually we're talking about one chatzer. So if you have one chaser, so then you can say, okay, as long as you bravato to a couple of the houses, that's good enough. But here we're talking about two chaseros. So to say that you don't have to be bravato to anybody in the other chaser, so maybe you'd say that's a limit, even if you usually don't hold that. That's what the Ritva says right here. To the Amar Rava Ha El Agabi Ki Hadahacha to Bnei Chitzod Bnei Pribis Einam Bnei Chater Achas Mamish the Diur Chalukim Heim the Ein Le Elu Im Elu El Odris Hasregel O Hareg Hergel Eruv to give it the Shach Mishteiv as a Shachach. It is you need Bittul for each person. So this is not a regular case, says the Ritva, of Bittul Rishus and Eruv, and therefore you might say this case is different than other cases. Okay. Let's continue down. So that was finishing up really from yesterday's discussion of Bittul Rishus Bichatzer L'Chatzer. And now let's get into the following cases. Rav Chisda v'Rav Sheshes. Ki Pagi Bahadi Adadi. Whenever Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes met each other on the street, they were awed by each other. Rav Chisda Marta on Sifvasei. Rav Chisda's lips started shaking. Mi Masnisei de Rav Sheshes. Because he was awed by the amazing Bikius of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes knew everything. Rav Sheshes could quote Brises and Toseftas and Mishnayos. So he was always scared. So whenever he was near him, his lips started shaking. Rav Sheshes Mirta Kule Gufe Mipipula Rav Chisda. And Rav Sheshes used to, his whole body started shaking because of the Iyun and of the Lumdis of Rav Chisda. So when they used to meet each other, everybody was shaken. Right? One of them was lip, but one of the Rav Sheshes's lips were shaking, and Rav Sheshes's whole body was shaking. That's what the Gemara says. In the back, if you look in, Rav Shol Katzenellenbogen, one of the acronym in the back, he only has about 8 comments on the whole Masechta. So one of them, he says, why by one of them was it only their lips, and the other one it was their whole body? Right? Why? He says, because Rav Chisda, it was only his lips, because what was he worried about? He was worried about a textual problem that Rav Sheshes would ask him, right? Because he said he was an unbelievable Bikius, right? A Sinai, right? He just knew Bikius from all over the place. So his lips were shaking because he was nervous that there was going to be a source asked, but eventually maybe he'll be able to figure out an answer, right? Because it was a text, he didn't know, he'll say, oh, there's a new Kimta. But when it comes to the other direction, Rav Chisda used to, Rav Sheshes shook because of the amkus, because of the questions, because of the iyun of the other person. He says, sometimes you can't answer those questions. There's such deep questions that his whole body was shaking. His whole body. That's what he says here. He says, Rav Chisda haya rak sifasa martan, shina yochol atartsam, avol pshata mishnayis yoda, ach eitzel Rav Sheshes, amar mirta gufe, shahaya charif umma'amik b'sheilosav, v'ula yiksha alav lahavin kol davar. He's going to ask him Havana questions, and those are much deeper, those are much, you have to get to the, you know, those are many times more difficult to answer. Many times, again, not always, sometimes you have a stronger question, it can be from a text. You know, if you can't figure out this text, even if you can explain the Svara. But either way, that's his diuk about the why one of them his lips and one of them the entire body. Once we're talking about shaking, Emrata Sifvasei, again, this is not exactly connected, but it's here. The Chashuk Echemed has here That Sheila Bechorif Tavshinai, right, this just came out this day, right before Erevin. Sheila Bechorif Tavshinai and Gimel. As we know, this past winter, there were one of the slide rockets being shot at our country from Gaza. And there was a certain case where there was a hospital that had certain type of emergency procedures. And they said, if this occurs, you know, this is, you do this and you do that, and you take care of these patients and that patients. And there was one case that during one of the azakot, Tishbu Bitel Ba'ar Yisrael, Nitkva Achod B'Beit Cholim B'Pachad. All of a sudden, one of the nurses went into shock and was so scared and didn't know what to do. And she just ran to a Makom Mugan, even though she had other responsibilities with her patients. And afterwards, they realized what happened. And the question is that a reason to fire her? Hayam Lefater Ta Achot, Sharei Achot Herata Choser Achrayut Bazeh, Sharei Nimlata Al Nafsha, V'Hishir Ta Cholim Lava, Lomrot Tatir Gulim Arabim. They practiced and practiced and practiced, but when it came down to the real thing, she was scared, she ran away, she didn't fulfill her responsibilities. That was the question. So, there's an unbelievable Netziv. The Netziv says in Parsha Shmos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Moshe Rabbeinu this Simanim, what does it say? Vahila Nachash? Vayonas Moshe Mipanav. Right? Hashem was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the stick changed into a snake. What did Moshe run away from? He knew this was Hashem. He knew this was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to him and proving to him in the signs. What did he run away for? Says the Netziv, Be'emes Haya Shalo B'Yishav Hadas, Ela Ba'asher Hitbahel Pit'o Mimareinav, V'nos Kasher Yanus Ish Mipnei Nachash, B'teva Ha'adam B'lishom Izbonenus Aladavar. Says sometimes, you know, even though we can practice and practice, and we can, in our heads, we can realize what's going on, we can be talking to God, we can be Moshe Rabbeinu, but he's also a human being. And when he sees a snake on the floor, he runs away. Vilomrot, and therefore says Rav Zilberstein, Shetirgulu ita rabot eich lehistahig b'shas azaka, u'b'shas mivchan lo amda b'tirgulim, b'kamakam ein lepatro. Right? It's not a reason to potter. A, because of the tzitziv, and B, he quotes the Gemara that we all know from Shabbos. Right? Shabbos, which case, the Elisha Balkanafayim. What happened? He went out to wear tefillin, and all of a sudden the governmental official comes, he starts running away. So what do you mean he starts running away? He wasn't scared to go out in the first place. But all of a sudden he's scared. Because sometimes when the pressure is there, so then we act differently. So Vishal, he quotes from his father-in-law, Yashiv. Right, Besof Pasha does that tefillin. Mimkein, Lama Hayesarach Lebrach Mipanav. Rodi ran away in the first place. He was going to take off his tefillin anyway. Why didn't he take off his tefillin before he ran away? The answer is because when you're under duress, you don't always, and Halacha recognizes this, that you don't always act in the same way. But Lachay Nira says the Chashuk Echebet also, he says, Ein lifter as achot biglal ha-pachad. She was all of a sudden scared. Her lips were shaking. Her body was shaking. That's the connection to this Gemara. And she met the situation which, she lost her senses for a moment. Ki ein adam shalit al ma'asav. Ki shetokaf oso pachad. Right in this circumstance, you can't always control it. Can't always, control it in this circumstance. And then he quotes a thought that we mentioned last year. That is, there are two Gemaras. Meseches Nita, the Gemara says, by V'tischal Chal Amalka Ma'od, when Esther Amalka became very scared, she heard what was going on, what does the Gemara say? Pirsa Nita. Where there says, she became a Nita at that time. Pirsa Nita, V'tischal Chal Amalka Ma'od, the Gemara Meseches Megillah. On the other hand, we had back in Meseches Nita, that Charada is Misalekes Es Adamim. Yeah, I remember the case that a bunch of women were stuck in a cave and they were scared and the owner went by. You don't have to worry. Charada can be misalik. So is fright, does that remove nidus? Or does that bring nidus? So the Achronim say there's two types of a fear. There's all of a sudden pachad, all of a sudden a fright. That was v'tzchalcha amalka ma'od. But then there's the deeper fear that's not all of a sudden, but it comes over time, and one is in fright, not at a moment, but in a deeper way and in a slower way, and that can be something that stops the nidus. And he says, and that's what's said in Erevin, Sifasa Nirta'in Shemafachi Sifasa Nirtu. That's not the pachad of a moment, but it's over time. Okay, that's the discussion of the Chashuk Echemet on this Maratad Sifase. But again, they were in awe. You know, sometimes when we're near somebody awesome and amazing, you know, we start shame, we're just inspired. So, you know, we don't even know what to do with ourselves, and we can't, we're next to one of the Gedolei Hadar, we want to ask them a question, we're like, what should we ask? And we just stutter, and we can't get the words out. That's exactly, the Amorim felt that way about each other. Good. Weiter. So these two people, that was the introduction to their discussion. So now we have the actual discussion. Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheshes, Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishos harabim. You have two houses on two sides of the street. You have a street going in between two houses, and you have two houses on the side. Ubo nachrim v'hikifu mechitza b'shabbos. And on Shabbos, non-Jews came and built two walls, closing off the street, and now you have a nice chatzer between the two houses. Mahu. So, can Bittul Rishus work in this case? But they can't make an error if it's Shabbos. But it's all Jews. They want Kidbitka, they all be Mavata Rishus to one person. We had earlier, Rashi quotes it, the Gemara Daf Chaf, that any Mechitza that was made on Shabbos, Shogeg or Mezid, it's Shma Mechitza. And surely here, the non-Jews made the Mechitza. So there was no Chil Shabbos. They made the Mechitza, let's say, for themselves. They wanted to close off the street. But now there's a Chatzer that was created. So Mahu, so what's the din? Aliba, these are all halakhas, questions of Bittul Rishus. That's why this is here. Aliba demanda Amar, ein Bittul Rishus michatzer lachatzer, according to the one who says that Bittul Rishus does not work, according to Shmuel, who said yesterday Bittul Rishus does not work from one to chatzer to another chatzer lo tibay lachab. So that for sure, I don't have a question here. Why? Because hashta, di'iboy la'aruve me esmol, matzi ma'arve. Yesterday, if we would have had a case of two chatzeros next to each other, we wouldn't have, and we could have made an Erev. Amart ein bittul rishus mechatzer lachatzer. You say you can't do bittul rishus today. If in a case where you could do an Erev between two chatzeros on a Friday, you can't do bittul rishus on Shabbos. So that surely, hacha, di'iboy la'ruve yesma lo matzi ma'arvi, here in our case, you couldn't have made an Erev between these two houses yesterday because there were no walls. So lokoshik, and surely bittul would not work. So, if you say, ain't bittul rishus mechatzer lachatzer, then for sure this is not a question. Why? Because in the case where you could have done an Erev, bittul is still no good. So this case where you couldn't have done an Erev, so surely bittul would be no good. There's one chatzer. There aren't two chatzeros here. But there's the parallel of, you wouldn't have been able to make an Erev in this situation yesterday, because there were no walls. In a case where there are two chatzeros, where you could have made an Erev yesterday, but, and if you didn't, you cannot be mevatel rishus today, ein bittul rishus because of the chatzer. So in a situation where you cannot make an Erev, not because you have two chatzeros, but because there are no walls yesterday, you surely shouldn't be able to be mevatel rishus today. It's different cases, but in a sense, they are comparing them. The question is, according to the opinion that it would work, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan yesterday. Hasam, do we say over there, di'iboy la'ruve me'esbo matzi ma'arvi, over there you could have made an Erev yesterday, and therefore, bituli nami matzi mevatel. So therefore, you can do bittul today. Meaning maybe the fact that you can make an Erev reflects that there is a connection between these two areas, and therefore you could do bittul today. Aval hacha delo matzi ma'arvi me'esmo, but in our case where you couldn't have made an Erev yesterday because the walls didn't exist, so bitulinami lo matzi mevatel. So maybe you can't do bittul either. O demoloshna. Or do we say no, that at least according to this opinion, you would be able to do bittul? That's the question. Answers the Gemara, Amar Le, Ein Mevatlin. No, it doesn't work. You can't be Mevatel. Why? Because you need, as Rashi explains here, you need something from yesterday. You need the power of Erev yesterday. You need something from yesterday. If you have nothing, then this is not allowed. That was one question that Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheshes. Next question. Mace Nachri B'Shabbos Mahu. What happens if the Nachri died? We quoted this from the Rambam yesterday. What if the Nachri dies on Shabbos? So what's the halacha? What's the issue there? What do you mean, what's the issue? Aliba demanda amar. Where Rashi says, Hanami ba'imine, Shnei Yisraelim v'Nachri adarim b'chatzer. You have two Jews and an Anju that lived in a yard, and they weren't socher rishus from him, and they weren't ma'arev. He died. Could one Jew be mevatel rishus on Shabbos to the other Jew? So Aliba demanda amar socherin. According to the demanda amar that says, you're allowed to even rent out rishus from him on Shabbos. Right, we had that question yesterday also. Lo tibay l'chad. That's no question here. Hashta tarti avdinan. in a case you're allowed to do two things on Shabbos. You're allowed to be socher, and remember we said yesterday, be mavato rishos after the schirus, so chadami boy, so surely you could just do bittel. The question is, according to the Manda Amr, that you're not allowed to rent out Rishus and be Mavatal afterwards on Shabbos. Tarti hu delo avdinon, hachada avdinon. You could do one, you could do just Bittel. Odim aloshno, or do we say no? Amar lei, ani omer mavatlin, vahamnuna omer ein mavatlin. So it's a machlokes. If the Nachri dies. There is a discussion, again, it's somewhat related, and that is there a mitzvah kfura by non-Jews? The Nachri died. So is there a mitzvah kfura there? So may ikir hadin, there's definitely an idea of burial, mishum eva, mishum darkei shalom, but the mitzvah per se of kfura, according to many, does not apply to non-Jews. Leka, there's no mitzvah of kfura. Like many mitzvahs, only apply to Jews. There are differences between family and not family members. So why is that? What's the root? If the issue is, you know, tselem elokim, so then even non-Jews have tselem elokim, every human being has tselem elokim. So Rav Soloveitchik explains, Rav Shata quotes this, we've quoted this many times in the past, in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Yud Beis, beautifully, that there's a difference, the Bryson, Mesachat Megillah says, between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. And that is anything that's connected to the ksav of Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, covers of the tefillin bag, v'chulu, all of that has the status of tashmishei kedusha, and they have to be buried. That's what we call shemus, or geniza. Tashmishei mitzvah do not have inherent kedusha. They have a status of kedusha when they're being used as a mitzvah. A lulav, a shofar, a sukkah, right, tzitzis, any of those do not have to be buried. Those are not nignazin. Those are, after they're finished with the mitzvah, so you dispose of them properly, in a mechubad way. But there's no chiyuv of geniza. Says, Rav Shachter here quoting, that's the difference. A Jew is tashmishei kedusha. He's connected to the ksav of Torah. And even if he never learned a word in his life, the in utero learning connects to that ksav, creates his status to be tashmishei kedusha. And that's why there's a chiyuv of kfura. Just like Seamus, just like geniza. A Jew has the status of Teshmishei Kedusha. Masha'enkin, a non-Jew, is Teshmishei Mitzvah. Meaning he doesn't have that connection to Torah. And therefore, it's Teshmishei Mitzvah, Yitzelem Elokim, and Teshmishei Mitzvah, but there is no Chiyuv of Kvura in the same sense. That's in terms of the non-Jew dying, Teshmishei Mitzvah, Teshmishei Kedusha. There is, once we're talking about it, I got an email a few weeks ago about with this question, so I'll mention it, but it has to do with also with the Mitzvah of Kvura, and that is, we know there's a Mitzvah of Kvura for Jews and not non-Jews when it comes to Gufim. What about organs? There are mitzvah, a chiyuv to bury an organ, rachmana litzlan. Let's say somebody has to get a limb amputated. Is there a chiyuv of kvura? Separate from the issue of teeth and hair. So that, lechora, the minhag olam, you see that, well, we don't take the hair at a haircut and bury it, right? And we don't take the teeth at the dentist. But what about an organ? So this is a discussion in the Achronim. Rav Moshe Feinstein says there is a chiyuv of kvura. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Yaradeya in Simen Aleph, Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, he says, talks about Basar Menachai, and he says, Nishma Shagam L'Kulei Alma, Chayiv B'Kvura Mitzan Mitzvahs Kvura. And he says, it's not just, and this is what Rav Poskim say, it's not just because you have to get rid of the limb because you don't want a Kohen to become Tamei through it. That's not the only reason, but he says, Yesh mikiva shemidin kvura chayev likvar aver menachai yesh lachayev likvar gam baser menachai v'lachein horesi shesorach likvar ukapashas a gemar ksubis davchav v'yezem midina. Rav Moshe understands a gemar ksubis that it is meikir hadin. According to many other poskim, we do bury, but it is not meikir hadin. It is the minog. It is the minog maybe to prevent Kohanim from getting into trouble. But the Shvas Yaakov has a tshuva in Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Aleph. He says, Echad Shanola lo maka baraglo, v'chutzroch lachdach lo raglo, v'mchuyiv likvar oso, eiver imlaf. And he discusses it. He says, there are some gemaras that say yes, but achein, kan ma'aynis tira shekol ze yesh litchos, de'ein ze mitzad achiyiv likvar, u'mishachosh yesh la'atzma, v'shem sakana, Efshar Adena Mechuyev Likbar, where Friday quotes a couple of Gemaras related to this. That's how many other posts can say that there is a minhag too. There's a minhag too, but it is not. It is not Mechuyev.
Just for a limb, or also for a kidney, or whatever.
For a limb. That's a good question. What about other organs? If you look in the in the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, when he discusses it, he quotes all of the posts, he quotes the Shvas Yaakov, he quotes Ramosha, he quotes the Maharal Diskin in a Tshuva, who says that it would appear that burial does not apply to a living limb. Nevertheless, the Gemara writes that it is customary to bury it, and it would appear from Rashi that it was only to avoid Tumas Meis. It would therefore appear that one may also benefit from it, for otherwise there would have been an obligation to bury it. There is certainly no Chiv mitzvahs asay to bury it. And he quotes also the note of Yehuda, there's no mitzvah to bury a limb taken from a living person, it's only about prevention of tumas meis. And he quotes this from the Mamila Hawil and the Kalbo and the Gashra Chaim and Rav Ovadia. Would you be mechalik between an external limb, like you're asking, and an internal limb? A kidney, something else like that? Maybe the post gemara and mechalik, but one has to look into the sugya. Okay, so this was the related a little bit related to the chiyav efura. Once we had the case of meis akum b'shabbos. Good. We continue. Two dots. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Nachri sheyesh lo pesach arba al arba pasuach labika. What's the case? We have a case of a non-Jew who's part of this yard. A non-Jew who has a pesach into the yard. But the case here, Shmuel is telling us, what if the non-Jew also has another entrance out to the Bika, out to the valley on the other side? So is there any way that we could ignore his entrance into this communal area which he shares with the Jews? Remember we've said, Diras Nachri is Loshma Dira. The only reason we require the Jews to do something is because Gzera, you're living with him, you want it to be difficult, but here he has another exit. So were Rabbanan Mukim there Gzera in this case? So the Gemara says, as long as he has a doorway, 4x4 Tvachim open, Afilu Machnezu Motzi Gemalim Vikranos Kalayom Kulo, Derech Mavui. Even if he uses the entrance to the Mavui, and he brings in huge camels and wagons, in Oser Abnei Mavui. He doesn't answer. Why? My time up. Bepischa de miyachid le piyahu nichale. He's got his own private entrance. So even though he uses the public one, he's got his own private one. And halachically, we're allowed to say that's his entrance from the outside. He doesn't have to go through the mavui to get to his yard, and therefore his presence does not answer. There's a discussion in the Achronim, the Prisha, on the tour, and Simon Shin Peites discusses why the Gemara specifically mentions Gemalim and Kronos. Is it, the Prisha says, possibly that only he uses the Mavui entrance for the big things, but the little things he takes through his own? Does he have to use the other entrance for something? The Prisha says it sounds that way from the Gemara. That's why you give these examples, that he uses the Mavui entrance for the big items, privately he'll go through the other entrance. Other Achronim say no, it's automatic. Even if he uses the Mavui entrance exclusively, as long as he has his own entrance, so that is good enough. That is the statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Libailahu, pasuach lekarpef mahu. What if his entrance is not open to a bika, not open to a big public valley, but it's open to a karpef, is open to a yard. Remember, we discussed this back in the earlier prakim. Big open areas that were not generally used for residence. A karpef. So, Amar of Nachman Bar Ami Bishmei de Ulfana. Right? He says in the name of Ulfana. Who's Ulfana? Is that somebody's name? No, there was somebody's name named Ilfa. Ulfana means from the Misorah. He got this from his Rebbe and his Rebbe and his Rebbe. Rashi on the bottom. Shashama me Rabbo v'Rabba me Rabbo. Right? That's why Ulfanas, right? Nowadays, so you have girls' seminaries are called Ulfanas, because that's a place of learning. So he says in the name, Mishum de Ulfana, based on his Besorah, Afilu Pasuach Lekarpef. Even if it's open to a Karpef, still, he has his own private area there. It is airy, Rashi says. It's more airy than a Mavui. He likes the open space, and therefore it is good enough for us to ignore his presence. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damri Shravayu. Rabbi Rav Yosef say it depends. Nachri, depends, Jew and non-Jew. Nachri, by a non-Jew, Besa Sayim, if it is a Besa Sayim or less, the Karpef that his private entrance opens to, Oser. That Oser is because it's not big enough. It's not big enough to say that we could say that, oh, this is such an open, big area that we can ascribe this area to him and his presence doesn't have to be worried about. That's only if it's smaller, it's no good. Yoser mi beis asayim ein oser. But if it's more than beis asayim, then we say, okay, it's fine. That's what he looks at as his own entrance, and that's what the bigger it is by a non-Jew, the better it is. The Yisrael, by Rabbi Rav Yosef, say by Yisrael is just the opposite. Beis Asayim, Eino Oser. When it's Beis Asayim, and he's able to use the area. As we know, the Rabbana were Gozer. Remember, Daf Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dal, Chaf Hey, those three blot, which spoke about the issues of Karpef within an Erev. You have to separate it. It can't be, it ruins the Erev on the Rabbana level. So, if it's Beis Asayim or less, the smaller it is, the better it is. Because the Jew would use that. Eino Oser. That does not aser. Rabbi Rashi says on the second skinny line, Yisrael sheyesh lo pesach lekarpeif, u pesach lemavui v'shachach v'lo iri b'mavui. Same kind of case. The Jew forgot to take part. Im karpeif beis asayimu sheraui lehishtamesh bo. It's mutter to use that karpeif, that big area behind him, that he doesn't aser on the b'nei amavui. Right, because he already has that area. Yoser be beis asayim, but if it's more than beis asayim, so that area is aser to him to use. So then Oser, so then we could only look at the entrance going in to the Mavui, and therefore he would have to be Mavatal Rishus to the other members of the Mavui. There is the Machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Are we talking about Hukaf Ladira or Lo Hukaf Ladira? It's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Feel free to look in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Tes. 2 days, both Rashi and Tosfos are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Good. Period. Ba'amine, Rava Bar Chakloi, Me Rav Huna, Pasuach LeKarpeif Mahu. What if it is open to the Karpeif? What is this? Going back on the Nachri case. Right, we asked this already, but now he's asking it. Where they ask from Rav Huna, what if a Nachri has an opening to a Karpeif? Amalei, Harei Amru, Beis Asayim Aser, Yosim, Beis Asayim Eino Oser. So he already said that. Period. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What about the following case? Karpef Yoser Bibes Asayim. Shelo Hukaf Ladira. Va'afilu Kur, Va'afilu Kurayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is relating to what we discussed back then. If you have a huge Karpef that wasn't made for residential purposes, and we said, how do you make it residential purposes? You have to break it down. You have to make a new door. What if it wasn't made for residential purposes? So on a Durabanan level, even though it's surrounded by four walls, it could be surrounded by four walls. On a Durabanan level, it is called a Rishus Harabim. The Afilu Filu Kurva Filu Kirayim. Hazorek Latocho Chayef. But if you throw in there from the street your Chayef, why? My Taima Mechitzahi Elisha Mucheres de Urin. It is a Rishus Hayachid on a Daraisa level. But it lacks residence, so the Rabbanan gave it the status of Rishus HaRabim. That's why we said you can't carry Dalet Amos within it, and it might ruin your Erev around it. You might have to do something. That's Rabbi Yochanan, that's hearkening back to what we discussed earlier. That the Rabbanan gave this area the status of Rishus HaRabim, but deep down, it's still Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, if you throw something from the street, from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, you would still be Chayef. That's Rabbi Yochanan's statement. So now that Karpeif was brought up here, we're just going to talk a little bit about Karpeif, relating back to what we discussed back then. Masiv Rav Huna Bar Chinina. Rav Huna Bar Chinina says, really? Rabbi Yochanan holds that Karpeif is only Lechumra, it's not Lekula. You don't say it's considered Rishus HaRabim Lekula, it's still Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, if you throw into it, it would be Chayef. Let's talk about that for a minute. Says Rav Huna Bar Chinina, there's the following Braisa. So keep in mind, to understand the following Gemara, we have to see that the Braisa has a Resha, two lines, and then an unclear statement. And the third line is unclear. Is it going back on line 2, or is it going back on line 1? That's the question. So line 1, Sela Shebiyam. You have a big, tall rock in the sea. Gavoa Asar Barachav Arba, when it is 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide. What is that? That's a Rishus HaYachid. The sea itself is a Carmelis. This rock that's 10 high and 4 wide, that's a perfect Rishus HaYachid. So Ein Metaltelin Lo Min Tocho Lo Yam, V'lo Min Hayam Lo Tocho. You can't take something from the rock to the sea or the sea to the rock, because the sea is a Carmelis, as we know, and the rock is a Rishus HaYachid. So fine, that's the first line of the Braisa. Second line of the Braisa, Pachos Mikan, if it's shorter than 10 Tfachim, then Metaltel, and then it's fine, you can be Metaltel. Why? Because what's the rock if it's shorter than 10 Tfachim? It's a Carmelis. It's also a karmelis. A Rosh Hashanah has to have walls that are 10 tefachim. So it's a karmelis. So no problem. That's the brisa. So far, so good. The first line of the brisa, if it's 10 oi, then it's like a Rosh Hashanah, then there's this drabbanan to go back and forth. But if it's less than it's a karmelis, then we have this third line. Ad kama ad beis asayim. The limit is if it's beis asayim. Right? If it's up till that maximum shear. So what is that going on? Is that commenting on line 2 or line 1? Ahai. What is that going on? Ilema asefa. If it's going on the seifa. What's the seifa? You have the rock that's less than 10 tefachim tall. And if it's less than 10 tefachim, so what? We're saying that there's a limit on, if it's more than beis asayim, you cannot go from here to the sea? Why? Beis asayim tfei lo. Right? If it's more, you can't. But karmelis to karmelis kamatalta. Why would it be a problem? If it's less than 10 tefachim wall height, then it's always a karmelis. So why would there be an iser going from karmelis to karmelis, to the sea? So elalav, what must it be rather? Aresha. This line 3 in the brisa must be going on the first case of the brisa. Aresha. V'yachi ka'amar. And this is what it must be talking about. This is how we must understand. Sela shebayam gavoa asara v'rochav dalid. Ein matatul lo mitocho lo yav lo minam l'tocho. Right, what's the first line? If it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right, if it's 10 high and 4 wide, then it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you can't go back and forth into the sea. V'yat kama ad beis asayim. Only this iser only flies up to beis asayim. Ha yeser mi beis asayim. But if it's more than beis asayim, which would then, we would give it the status of a karmelis, because it's so big, metaltel, you'd be able to be metaltel. What do you see from there? Alma, karmelis hi tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. What's the kasha? We just said earlier, which we assumed, that the Rabbanan only gave this very large Rishus Hayachid, which was not hukaf ladira. They only gave it the status of a karmelis lachumra. Here in this brisa, we seem to be giving it the status of a karmelis le kula, because we're allowing you to go from here to the sea then. Really? It's impossible. Kasha under Yochanan. So Amar Rava, mandalo yada tirutzi masnise, tziufta mosev leather of Yochanan. If you don't know how to read a brisa, please don't ask kashas under Yochanan. Meaning, you don't know how to understand this. Don't assume that Rabbi Yochanan is another pasha wrong against this brisa. No. You have to understand it. Lola olam, two answers how we can understand this brisa, how it's not a kasha under Yochanan. Again, why is this all here? Because it was just a little tangent about karpaves. This gemara really belongs earlier, but it's here because it came up. So we have two answers. La olam aresha, really, it's going on, as you said, it's going on the first line, but your diik is not correct. It's not that, if it's based on sayim, it is usser, more than that is usser. V'hachi kamar. Habitocho metaltalin. The issue here is the third line of Brisa is referring to within, on the rock. From sea to rock and rock to sea is always usser, no matter how big it is. It's always usser. There's no kulas of karmelis. The only issue is, once it's so large, within it, it might change status. Up until Beis HaSayim, you're allowed to carry on the rock. If it's more than that, now we add on a chumrah, because now it's like a karmelis in that you can't carry Dalai Lama's there. V'yad kamad Beis HaSayim. That's how you have to understand it. One answer. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi has another way to understand it. La'olam aresha. Really is going on the resha. And heyam ravein amru. Remember, this is all within the issue on a Durabana level. Let's see what Rav Ashi says. Rav Ashi says, there are two gzeiras d'rabbanan that we're dealing with here. There are two gzeiras d'rabbanan. Number one is, hein amru karpef yoser mibes asayim shalukaf ladira ein metazlen bo ela b'dalat amos. One gzeira is, if you have a very, very large area, even if it's Rishus HaYachid, if it was not enclosed to be for residential purposes, so then the Chazal gave it the status of Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry within a dalat amos. That's one gzeira. The hein amru, and then you have the second gzeira, ein metatzlin mirishus hayachid lekarmelis. You're not allowed to go from mirishus hayachid to a karmelis. So what we're about to say is, Rav Ashi is going to explain, if we would institute gzeira 2, that would undermine gzeira 1, then we forget gzeira 2. That's what we're about to say. Beis asayim deshari litotulei bekulei, when the rock... Well, again, what's going on the resha? You have 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. That's a Rishus HaYachid. So, in a case where it's up to Beis HaSayim, where you're allowed to carry within there, so Asri Rabbana Little Tule, Lomen Hayam L'Tochov, Lomen Tochol Hayam. So then they instituted Gzeira number 2. If there is no Gzeira number 1, then Gzeira number 2 kicked in. My time, a Rishus HaYachid Gemuri. That's a real Rishus HaYachid. You're allowed to carry within it. You can't go from there to the Carmelis, and vice versa. Yes, there may be a sign, but the second that it gets so large, the asilat til tule bakule, now you cannot carry within it, all of a sudden they did matir. But not because they're matir by Carmelis in general. But specifically here, shari rabbana lil tule mitocho layam in ayam l'tocho. Why? Why all of a sudden did it become mutter? My taima? Because if you say now that on the rock, you're not allowed to carry dalat amos, and you're not allowed, and you're a, and you're a, you're not allowed to go from there to the Carmelis. So then, Dilma Amri, Rishus Hayachid Gemurei, V'asi Letetulei Bekulei. Once you say you're not allowed to go from here to out, so then they're going to think it is, they're going to forget because they were one. They're going to think it is a real Rishus Hayachid, and be Matatal and all of it. And therefore it says, Rav Ashi, if Gzeira number 1 is going to be lost because of Gzeira number 2, you forget Gzeira number 2. And that is why, in a chinami, the larger it gets, all of a sudden will matir, because a different gzeira kicks in, the gzeira of within, on top of the rock kicks in, and that was step 1, so you can forget the other gzeira. Period. Umayishna. So why do you pick gzeira 1 over gzeira 2? There are two gzeira derabanans. So why do you care so much about gzeira number 1, which is carrying within a Carmelis, and not gzeira 2 going from there to the sea? So the Gemara says, tocho shchiach, carrying within a Carmelis, luk of ladira, is pretty common. And that's why we'd want that one to stay. This case of a tall rock in a sea is not so common, so we would forego that gzeira number 2 in order to keep gzeira number 1. Period. Okay, that takes us through the little sidetrack about Karpev. And now we have, again, we only have two, three minutes to talk about it. The next couple of lines we could have hours of shir on. We've touched on it in the past, but Ben Hashem, it's a very important discussion. Let's just at least start it. Hahu Yanuka, the Ishtabech Hamimei. There was a child whose hot water spilled. What hot water? A child that was going to get a bris milah on Shabbos. And the hot water spilled. When did the hot water spill? That is a major machlokas Rishonim. This relates to the sugya, and the sugya is called the Ishtabech Hamimei based on this. We discussed it various times in the past. What happens is one allowed to put themselves, is one allowed to do something right now that I know my doing this would make me be in a position later on of Dechias Yisurin. Meaning, this was the case. What happens, we know in the days of old, we discussed this back in Masechah Shabbos, they had to wash the baby with hot water after the bris milah. That was the medical science. And they didn't wash it was pikuach nefesh. So after you do a bris, you have to make sure the baby is washed in hot water. So they used to prepare hot water before Shabbos, when there was a bris on Shabbos. What happens if the water spilled out on Shabbos? Before the bris, the hot water. Are you allowed to do the bris? Because you know, if you do the bris, so then you're going to have to warm up hot water in order for the sakana. So are you allowed to do the bris? Machlokas balamor and the Ramban. The Ramban says, mutter, yes. Ein l'mitzvah elishaito, says the Ramban in Masechah Shabbos. And therefore, you do the bris because you're allowed to do the bris. Mil is docha Shabbos. After you do the bris, you got to warm up hot water? Okay. Pikuach nefesh at that time. That's the Balamar. That's the Ramban. The Balamar says, no. You take a long-term view. And if you know that you're going to have to be docha Yisurin afterwards, you push off the bris. You're allowed to do the bris right now, but that's only if you've already done everything else that you've had to do. You prepared the water. But if the water spills out, so then no bris. So they have a machlokes right here, how to understand this Gemara. Are we talking about a case where the water spilled out before Shabbat, before the bris, or after the bris? So, let's see. And that relates to the sugi that we've discussed many times, long-term, short-term view of mitzvot. So you look at the here and the now, right? If you have the Radvazet Shuvah, you have one day to get out of jail to daven. Do you get out of jail today, or do you wait till Rosh Hashanah or something? Right? You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein, if a person's going into the hospital and he's going to be quarantined, and he knows that everything that he brings into the hospital is going to have to be burned, is he allowed to bring in his tefillin? So at least he can put on tefillin for a week, even though he knows the tefillin are going to have to be burned in a week from now, because of pikuach nefesh. All of these are related to this sugya. So hu yanuka de ishtab, I think we discussed it, kuf lamed gimel, kuf lamed dalad, kuf lamed hey. I think it's kuf lamed hey back in Masechah Shabbos. Hahu yanuka de ishtab echamime. Amar luhu Rabba says, neisu lechamime migo beisoi. Bring some water from my house. Bring some water from my house. That's what he said. And the tinok was in a different house in the same chatzer. Right? Rashi says, by the way, that it was filled up before it and it was spilled out hayom today. Doesn't show his hand really. Was it before or after the bris? But says the rabbi says, bring some water from my house. Amarle abaya v'halor avino. We didn't make an eruv. Amarle nislo chashituf. Don't worry, there's a shituf in all the mavis around. So amarle v'halor shatfina. No, we didn't do that either. There's nothing here. So namrule lenachri leisile. Okay, tell a non-Jew. Tell a non-Jew to bring the hot water. Namrule lenachri. Amar abaya. Boy la osfe lamar veloshav kan Rav Yosef. I wanted to establish this lamar. Mar means rabba. Veloshav kan Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef did not let me. Why? To Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kahana, ki avinan be Rav Yehuda, where Rav Yehuda told us the following statement in Shir. And again, this is very important. Havi Amarlon bida oraisa mosvinan tiyufta v'hadar avdinan maisa. By issues d'araisa, you gotta ask the question before you act. You can't just act and ask later. Bid d'rabbanon, and this is a d'rabbanon context, avdinan maisa v'hadar mosfinan tiyufta, right? You can act and then ask the question. Right? D'rabbanon, right? Rashi says, bid d'rabbanon kagone ruve chatzeros, shafkinan l'chacham lasos, right? You can leave. So the basar hachi, so he said, I have a question, but I'll act first. My boss, the Osei, Lamar, what do you want to ask? Rabba, and he goes through, I'm not going to go further in that, so Amarle, that will continue on the next tomorrow's daf, what the problem was, what was he worried about in this situation? You know, why can't he do a Mirlakim here? What's the issue here? Why can't he do a Mirlakim here if it's only an issue of a Durabanan? But the issues that are important here is, number one, the issue of the Balamar and the Ramban. Number two, the issues of, what's the difference between Daraisas and Durabanans? There's more flexibility to act by Durabanans. What, is that called Savi Durabanan Kula? You have an issue. That's not a Savi Durabanan, but you still have more flexibility by Durabanans. Why is that? So this is what we mentioned 2 days ago, that it could be by Isuri D'Araisa, which are Isuri Chefza, according to many Rishonim, and the Nesivas in Reish, Lamid, Dalid. That's why you can't take any chances. By Durabanans, you have a little more flexibility. You're besafek, you're not doing it lahachis, it might be mutter, so therefore you have a little more flexibility. Again, but this is a couple of lines that are crucial for a number of different sugyas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a good yantav, chag sameach. Beis Hashem will pick up. Tomorrow's daf will be Beis Hashem brought over from the last cycle, and we'll pick up after yantav. Okay, everybody should have a good yantav. I'm assuming